anybody. Basically, at 281 and 5'8", I was almost a square. How did it happen? I was working long hours and then coming home and pulling all-nighters, watching movies from midnight till dawn and fueling those marathon sessions with corn chips and salsa and leftover pizza. Most days, the only exercise I got was hitting the buttons on my computer keyboard. One day, I had had enough, not just of being fat, but of feeling bad, of not being able to play with my kids without running out of breath. I used to be a vibrant young man who could jump and flip and punch and swim and do all kinds of stuff. But by the age of 29, I had become a guy who could only upload YouTube videos. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to be able to ride on a surfboard, glide across a skateboard ramp or a ski slope, and do all the exciting, crazy stuff I'd once done. At the time, it didn't seem that long ago that I could do all the things that had given me such a buzz. I picked up a copy of a book called Fit for Life by Harvey and Marilyn Diamond. This is a book that was first published when I was in kindergarten, so it's been around a while. My parents had it on their bookshelf for my entire life. When I was a 19-year-old Mormon missionary in Trinidad, I recognized it right away and decided to finally read it. It's all about eating mostly living food that has high water content, that acts as kind of a natural cleansing agent in your body, especially raw fruits and vegetables. That made a lot of sense to me, so I decided to give it a go to jumpstart the process. Later, after I discovered the internet, I actually reached out to Harvey Diamond on MySpace.